Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. If you have any questions during this show, it is a live show. You can give us a call at 866-870-5752. It's toll-free, 866-870-5752. We're here on News Talk 870 KRLA. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Just to recap a little bit, last week's shows, actually, how are you, Dr. Tong? Sorry.
Great. Yes.
Last week's show, we had Daryl from Pasadena. He's a 66-year-old young Caucasian male who had left knee complaints for 6 months and left foot plantar fasciitis, a.k.a. heel pain, which started about a year ago. He tried prolotherapy, cortisone injections, and ultrasonic, whatever that is, which only gave him temporary relief, and he could not walk or hike, which is one of his favorite pastimes, for about that whole year. He had 4 treatments with Dr. Tong, and he hiked uphill last Saturday 5.5 miles with very little pain, only slight soreness. And he's now training for Half Dome in Yosemite and doing very well, and that's only after 4 treatments. We also had Sherry from Henderson, Nevada, who came back to us for recurrence of her leg pain after increased stress from her business, but before that, she had been virtually symptom-free for 2 years since she first started seeing Dr. Tong. She came back for 3 treatments. Her leg pain is getting better, and she also starting to lose weight with her flaxseed regimen. Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Anything you want to say?
Yes, I want to tell the listeners that I am trying to, write a book, okay? My book will talk about cure. Of course, this whole program is that no doctor ever talk about cure. And I'm saying that everything can be cured. Mm-hmm. All chronic disorders, degenerative problems can be cured. The cure has to do with your spirit, your soul. And no doctor talk about the human, recognizing the human is a soul. Mm-hmm. Without a soul, you're dead.
And that's the most important part of us.
Without the chi, the life force, mm-hmm. without the soul, when you're dead, you cannot be treated. So current medicine is dead science, okay, without life. That's why you cannot do it. And in that matter, I'm going to talk about this stem cell
research.
The stem cell that everybody want to pass what they call proposition, okay, mm-hmm. to okay stem cell. No, it's not going to get a cure. A cure require restoration of function. Okay, making the body work rather than interfering with function. You use stem cell to make some target. Those target cells will die. You're going to do it again. So it's not a cure.
Right.
That's number one thing. Let's go to a caller first, and then we'll talk more about it.
Our first guest is Judy from Escondido. She has been on with us before. Judy, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Judy has been on our show before, actually, a couple weeks ago, July 31st, couple weeks ago, show number 163. Judy, why don't you recap a little bit your history?
Okay. Well, I'm from Escondido, and I'm 61 years old. 5 years ago, I had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
and it affected my left side.
Mm-hmm.
My whole left side has been numb. I cannot feel my foot, my three toes on that side, the three fingers on that side, and I was in extreme pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking all kinds of medications, and nothing they gave me was helping.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I went to Dr. Tong, I didn't know this was going to be happening. It was really a surprise and a miracle for me that the first shot, I have no pain, and I keep waiting for it to come back, but it's not coming back.
It's it won't come back.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, we're not coming because we're talking about cure. I have restored the function of your body. Connect your mind and spirit back to your physical body. Now your mind and spirit is managing the affair of the body just like all
mm-hmm.
normal human being.
Right.
Okay, as long as you conduct your life, your stress and food right, okay, the mind and body will take care of everything like a healthy human.
Also, mm-hmm. Judy, your left foot, right? Your shoes. Can you tell us about that?
Okay. Well, I'm very stubborn. I wanted to wear sandals and stuff, and it wouldn't stay on my foot because I had no feeling in the bottom of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put double-sided tape on my foot, and
yeah.
in the bottom of the shoe would stick my foot to the shoe, and I could wear my shoes. However, I told him that he gave me some shot in my foot. That night, my foot was itching and feeling funny, and I didn't know what was happening because I haven't had feeling there.
Uh-huh.
And, finally I got up in the night, and I realized, like when your arm has been asleep for a long time and it comes
uh-huh.
awake, you get that tingling feeling.
Right.
I can now wear my sandals, and it's a miracle. I mean, I just think it's wonderful. Also, I was really depressed over the
mm-hmm.
situation that I was in,
mm-hmm.
and I was taking that Lexapro every day,
mm-hmm.
and I just mentioned that to him. I had not told him that I was depressed. He said, well, you didn't tell me that. I said, well, I told you so many things. So what he did is he gave me a shot for depression and in my heart because that's my happy spot. I have not taken one of those pills since he did that. It's just great.
You
I have
stopped the Lexapro, right?
Life.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Dr. Tong.
You're welcome. Okay, here's the point, okay? How do a human feel? Why does a dead person cannot feel? It's because we, the living human, have a soul. The chi is what gives the feeling. So when your chi is blocked, that part of your body is not controlled and not connected to your mastermind. That's why you don't have any feeling. So opening the antennas, the chi, okay, the meridian, the Chinese core, okay, then Judy, the spirit of Judy, get back into the most part of your body. That's why right now you feel like yourself. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Her skin is clear. Her eyes are bright.
Yeah.
Nothing had to do with religion. Nothing had to do with fancy mumbo-jumbo science, okay? It's plain, everyday common sense.
Yeah, Judy, you look beautiful now.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, not that you didn't before, but I mean, now
well,
you can see.
Well, I was in a different world.
Yeah.
Like in
a daze.
Like in a fog or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Not really there.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm here now.
I have been depressed before, and that was just the worst. Much
it's
worse
awful.
Than it's awful. You know, mm-hmm. you just don't feel like that. What is the purpose of existing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for 3 or 4 years, especially me. Okay, I had had to put up a smiling face in front of my patient.
Mm-hmm.
That was real sick at that time. Then okay,
mm-hmm.
but I struggled through it, and I found out that I had very little chi.
Mm-hmm.
I was so tired and so drawn out and so forth.
Judy, you also have a platelet problem, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
My platelets, nobody knows why or how to fix it and everything. I've been to everybody. I've done everything. I've been to the Mayo Clinic,
uh-huh.
and they want to cut my spleen out and give me large doses of steroids.
No, uh-huh. No.
No,
yeah.
I came to Dr. Tong instead.
Yes.
So I still have a spleen.
How low is your platelet went down to?
It's now 59, and it's supposed to be thousands or something, and it was down to like 42.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so it's come up then.
It's come up.
42,000
yes.
to 59. Start loading, slowly coming up.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
We do that all
Judy.
The time in the past. The condition is by the Western doctor called thrombocytopenia.
Mm-hmm.
Idiopathic. That means that
they don't know the
They
cause.
Don't know, okay? Mm-hmm. They might as well put idiopathic on everything they say because everything they really don't know.
So actually, it has come up.
Well, it has a little bit.
Yes.
Because I bruise easy and supposedly I'm supposed to bleed, but. I don't know. I got a shot from Dr. Tong, and I didn't bleed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It will come up. It will come up. Give me some time.
Right. The other thing is where she's eating a lot of tahini, sesame seed oil.
Yeah, that's good for
the
platelets.
That's good for platelets,
okay.
Right.
The one of the main reasons why you call you back so early is because how about your cataract glasses? Can you tell us what happened at the second treatment?
I told you that, and you said you could fix it. So I had some shots from Dr. Tong, and I can see without my glasses, it was like kind of foggy and not clear. Just after that one time, it's clear. I can read without my glasses, and I've had glasses since I was 26.
30-some
so
years.
I just think it's going to get better, too.
Uh-huh.
It will get better. So this is not this is a real story, okay? So after 30 years of using, more than 30 years using
glasses
for reading because of cataract, okay? Now you can read without the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do you think about that?
This is an incredible story.
I think it was a miracle. I started crying.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Well, Judy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, uh-huh.
Jane and Dr. Tong.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we will see you next week then.
Yes, you will.
Have mm-hmm. a wonderful weekend.
You too, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Judy on the line. She had a stroke 5 years ago subsequently suffered from extreme left-sided pain and numbness. After her first treatment, her left-sided pain is completely gone, especially in her leg. She can now wear shoes because she can have the feeling. She has the feeling in her left foot again. She's no longer depressed. She's stopped her Lexapro. Her platelets are actually starting to come up.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Yeah, that's what I mean by curing, mm-hmm. restoration of body function. The mm-hmm. body does its own work, makes its own platelet, gets its own feelings.
Okay. Let's get to our next guest, Karen from Dana Point. Karen!
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Welcome
Hello,
to
Dr.
our show.
Hi.
I'm doing so well today, and I'm so happy to talk to you.
Yes.
Karen has also been on our show a couple months ago, actually, May 15th, show number 155, if you guys want to check that out. Karen, tell us how you're doing.
Well, you know, after just a few treatments, I believe it was May and
June.
In the first week of June,
mm-hmm.
I felt incredibly marvelous, and I was being plagued by severe chest pain,
mm-hmm.
and I had pain in my shoulder, in between my shoulder blades. Like it felt like a really sharp knife was in there, and I couldn't move. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
breathe. I couldn't expand my rib cage without extreme pain until the tears came down out of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not doing very well at all.
Uh-huh. You also went to the hospital a couple times, right?
Yeah, they admitted me because they thought I was having a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And they did all kinds of tests.
They did tests like I didn't even know tests like that existed.
Right. Yes.
But it was not my heart. Finally, you know, when they gave me some injections, it stopped the pain for a few hours, just long enough to put me on a treadmill and do an echocardiogram and an echo stress test. And,
uh-huh.
And they were drawing blood from me like every half hour to see if there were any
cardiac enzymes
enzymes mm-hmm. in my blood. There wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me nitroglycerin.
Oh.
And they gave me morphine. And I was in the emergency 7 hours, and they admitted me overnight because they really thought I was having heart problems.
Wow.
Well, I wasn't. There's nothing wrong with my heart. My arteries are pretty clear, and nobody could tell me what was going on. And finally, I was desperate. I was at the point where I was crying, couldn't get out of bed for weeks at a time, because if I walked or I stood up or I moved, the pain was just killing me.
That's terrible.
I didn't even want to live, to
yes.
be honest with you. I told my husband, I go, I don't want to live like this.
Neither do Judy. Neither
yeah.
does Judy.
So you were depressed. You were depressed.
Yeah.
You were depressed, Karen?
Slightly depressed, but more stressed than anything.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the pain, the more I had the pain, the more stressed out I got.
So you came to Dr. Tong.
I came to Dr. Tong.
How'd you find out about us?
And the first time he saw me, Dr. Tong spent a lot of time with me.
Uh-huh. How did you find out about Dr. Tong?
Well, actually, it was in my book. Unfortunately, I can't get your radio program down in Dana Point, so I never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was too sick to listen to radio anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I went through my book of my insurance provider.
Oh.
And they had a list of doctors, and it said pain management. And my finger ran down, and it said, you know, Dr. Yiwing Tong. And I said, you know what, I really believe in the holistic and Chinese Eastern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why I chose that.
Oh.
And then I did a little research and got on
the website. Mm-hmm.
On the website and talking about what the injections are and how they work hand in hand with this method and opening up the passage for the chi, the meridians.
Uh-huh.
And I know, I had some knowledge of that. And so I really, really wanted to try it. Also, when I called your office, I was greeted very warmly and with a lot of sympathy from the staff, saying mm-hmm. that, yes, they understood. They were very kind to me on the phone and got me in as quickly as possible.
So now how many treatments did you have that first?
The first time I had 4 treatments,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like I could just walk on top of the world, and there was no stopping me after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You overdid it, huh?
Well, a little, and mm-hmm. then I had a little bit more stress in my life, and that mm-hmm. that took me down a notch, but not to where
you were before.
Right. Mm-hmm. I could feel where I had had the injections when Dr. Tong gave me the injections. I could feel that part. The pain was not allowed by my body
mm-hmm.
to settle in the chest. It was just above it,
so
and a little bit in the back, enough to nag
right.
me, but not enough to take me down.
Which means yeah. the blockage didn't all come back, right, Dr.
Yeah,
Tong?
Yeah, here's the point, okay? Different person require more treatments
mm-hmm.
because you were not totally stabilized and you were not strong enough, so you cannot handle. You could not handle as much stress
mm-hmm.
or, cheat on your diet and so forth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have more treatment, you'll be able to handle more stress,
right.
and you can eat more junk food,
right.
you won't have the problem.
That's why
Every
well, I came back for
yeah.
more treatment, and I was back week before last, and I feel terrific. But
right.
I want to take another treatment
yes.
to maintain.
Make sure that I stay
right.
strong.
And that was actually 2 months between the last treatment and the treatment you had, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You
and
went
I
2 months.
I was doing everything
mm-hmm.
that I haven't been able to do. I had not been able to do it for
like
months.
Like vacuuming,
but
walking your
Yeah,
down.
You were too sensitive. You're mm-hmm. about animals, about all the atrocity around you, okay? You cannot put all the thing into you. You
mm-hmm.
can care, but don't be attached.
Attachments.
Attached
right.
to it. Okay, so
right.
be detached, but
I do
be
have
care.
That problem of being ultra-sensitive, too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
The plight of my fellow man, and also...
You need to learn.
And to my animals, too. Anytime
yeah.
I see my animals suffering, I just... I take it very deeply into my heart.
Yeah,
that's human life.
Yeah.
Being a human, you have to suffer. Otherwise, you would not know the joy of...
Mm-hmm.
Of joy, some mm-hmm. Good stuff. So we don't suffer, we don't know the joy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I figure I did enough suffering, and it's time for me to just have my injection and have a good life. Because I've been very well. One thing I'm very happy with is the information also that you gave me that has really opened up a new world to food and nutrition and
right.
how it
yes.
affects me. Especially with heat and cold.
Right.
And
you were also
temperature foods.
You were also diagnosed with diabetes, right, before you came here?
I was, because I had gained so much weight.
Right.
And I lost 35 pounds.
Yeah, she lost a lot of weight. She
wow,
was great.
That's good.
You're 108 now. When you first came, you were like almost 130 pounds or something.
I was 145 pounds.
Right.
Well,
when
I'm only 5'1".
Right.
Were you treated with medication at that time or no?
When I first came to see you, yes, and you told me throw it
glucophage.
Away.
Glucophage. I think you were on glucophage.
Did you throw
right?
it away?
Exactly. I threw it away, and it was
yeah.
glucophage, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now her sugars are normal. She's 108. She looks fabulous the
yes.
last time we saw her.
Actually, all this oral hypoglycemic agent, glucophage, you know, fenformin and so forth.
Metformin.
They cause 250 times as much heart trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so luckily you didn't have heart trouble. Even they do all the tests. How many tests did I do on you before I gave you treatment?
None. You didn't even.
That's right.
No,
you don't need to do any tests.
All you had to do was look at me, and you.
And listen to you. Listen to your story. Yes. Okay.
Well, so, you even told me before I told you, but you had the eye to look at me and see what was wrong.
That's right.
Looking at my face.
Pay attention to the patients between the lines. What you say, you know. Yes.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, too.
Thank you
for all your help, Dr. Tong.
You're welcome.
And
yes.
Elaine, thank you also for being there. And it's such a joy when I come in.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. For an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. We have a caller, Dick from Fountain Valley. Dick, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Dick.
You have a question for us?
Yeah, I have a young friend of my son's. He's coming down with that Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Are you able to help someone like that?
Yes. No matter what you call it, okay, those are just symptoms, okay?
Right.
I'll give you an example. In fact, I'm going to bring another example. It's just like multiple sclerosis. Lou Gehrig's disease is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, okay?
ALS.
The nerve are dying. Okay, multiple sclerosis is not just one area, but multiple area in the nerve and in the spinal cord. Okay,
right.
This patient was falling. It was a great athlete. Her name is Laura. She's been on our show before.
Mm-hmm.
She was falling every day, one time for 5 years. She used to play soccer, three or four team
softball,
everything, and very muscular.
That's the way this kid was too.
Yeah. By the time she came to me, she was still muscular, but she falls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But right after my first treatment, no more falling.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I want to bring her back is that she had low thyroid, and the doctor said that she cannot have kids anymore. And after our treatment, we make her pregnant, and her thyroid her thyroid became
normal.
The kid was normal.
Yeah.
She is at a more advanced age that the doctor think that she might have you got a child, you have more problem with being a mongoloid.
Oh, baby is adorable.
But the baby is normal, and in fact, her genetics screening said that she is better than a 24-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not age, it's how your mind and body are connected.
Mm-hmm.
With all the treatment that you get from us, okay, you're connected.
Right.
If a kid's young, okay, Lou Gehrig disease can be cured.
Uh-huh.
Multiple sclerosis. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So tell them. Have them call us, okay?
Yes.
I'll send them your way.
Yes.
You got his our number?
Sure, I do.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Thanks for calling. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If these stories seem unbelievable, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over 160 radio shows with 3 to 4 cases on each show.
Probably over 500 patients.
Showing that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. All kinds.
And each patient have a grocery list
of symptoms.
6, 7. So you talk about thousands of cases, okay? And I cannot just treat one symptom. If you want to treat Lou Gehrig's disease, you have to treat the whole body. You have to treat the whole person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, Dr. Tong?
Just about the stem cells. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cure.
Right.
Okay. It's not restoring function. And also on embryonic cells. Okay. You are killing a living human being. And we will talk about that next time. And we did too much abortions. In vitro fertilization, late-term abortions.
They also say for in vitro,
exactly,
the babies that come out are not as strong.
Because of ignorance, we're killing people, and we are paying for it dearly, American people.
Check our show next week. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. tonight. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s, and a